Blog Talk Radio.
Your mind, have you heard a voice calling to you? Won't you come over here, let me talk in your ear, I've got something tempting for you. I can give you all of the world, with buildings that reach out to the sky. Cigars, people living their lives by reading the stars. Nobody's watching you now. You can take what you want. Wouldn't you rather have than have not? Don't be fooled. Cause I can give you all your desires. Precious diamonds.
You better see, you're playing with fire.
is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Isaacson. Well, that's why I started off my 60 years. I'm 60 now, so I got to let you know. Don't let the devil do a number on you. He'll have you wearing dresses and tights and shit. Your name be KH and all that. And you wearing dresses. I'm like, damn, okay. That's the new thing. The new thing is do whatever you got to do to get the money. Okay? There ain't no new thing, man. That's the same scuzzy thing people been doing all their life. That's why the people haven't gone any further worldwide. Because people willing to compromise their whole moral integrity to get something, whatever they're trying to get. And those of us that are not, we ain't going to give up none of that. None of that to get none of that. So welcome, everybody. That's how we're feeling. You can take your shoes off if you want to. I don't know if you're going to want to take your shoes off with all the heat up in this spot. Yeah, but anyway, here goes some Wilden Felder to show you a portrait of a tree.
Childhood dreams that used to fill my head.
JP, we can smell you before you got here, bro. We smelled you before you got here. We're like, yo, he left us all in the hallway. Everyone know who came in the building there. JP is in the house. What's your thing? What's your thing, JP?
I mean, that music is funky. That's all I can say.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do the growing up thing for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So we can get back to that groove. Did you notice that he only did certain licks on the guitar? Just certain licks. And those licks were just enough immersed in the music to give it that funky groove. Did you notice that, JP?
See, he had the formula, because in a lot of cases, less is best. Prince pointed that out at one of his concerts. He gave a nice solo, but he ain't do nothing. All he did was the lick on the guitar, him and the drummer. That's all they did. And he was like, "This all you got to do." And it was one of the funkiest things. But less is best, and I'm sure he grew up listening to the best of them, just like you. So less is best.
Oh yeah.
And that song was absolutely funky.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. What's up with you? Yeah, JP, I'm doing my thing, man. I reached 60 yards. Thank you, everybody, for allowing the brother to get there, all
yes,
the help
sir,
that I
yes,
received during my life. Yes, right, thank you, God, put you all in the right place at the right time to help a brother get there. And as soon as we finished partying last night, everybody in the house sick, JP. Everybody got the flu.
Man.
Everybody. I think it was the walk in the rain last night. I think it was that. That might have did it. We overdid it. But I'm
it's
taking care of them like they're taking care of me. Huh? What did you say, bro?
Y'all must have sent the rain. Y'all sent the rain up here now.
Oh, well, it's still raining down here. We just know better at the moment. You can go ahead and walk in the rain with your loved one. Go ahead and try it. Look, man, my children love walking in the rain. Okay. So look what happened, man. I'm going to go into this music, right, and ask somebody, is it right? Is it right? Just, they ain't got to say what. Just, is it right? Check it out. That's right. All right.
Now everybody wants to feel.
Yeah. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alex. I just wanted to bring JP back to reality. What do you think, JP? You back with me?
Well, for sure.
JP. Oh, I ain't know. I'm just trying to check. I'm trying to get you up here where I'm at.
Cannot replace a human. The robots can't replace a good old human.
They could never do that, bro. They could never do that. Okay? You better know that. So that's what I figured I'd do. Right now, I just do my own music. So when I put my music out, that's what my music sounds like. It sounds like we was all in the studio. You know what I'm saying? It sounded like we were smoking some THC above 24. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you need the right thing to get you the right thing. So I don't know, JP. What do you think about the music? How are we going to go? Are we going to go up or down? Or how are we going to do this?
What you mean?
See, the music. See, everybody got their way of doing music, right? Now, me, I've been playing around, messing around, all that with people's music. I did what the formula was prior to me, play with other people's music. I did that. So
yeah.
I ain't interested in none of that. I ain't interested in none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested in my
definitely,
music.
Definitely. It's definitely best to... First of all, that formula, press record, just gets the newness out anyway. It's almost like you don't even have to look for it. It just comes out new anyway. But, you know what I mean? That's my favorite technique. All that alone stuff, you got to, you can't get everybody else's vibe.
Nah, you can't do it like that, bro. So we're going to go back to being human beings and working together some kind of way. But... this is my message, man. I wanted to tell the world, no matter how high I get, I'm still going to be looking up to you. You better know that.
Oh, that they pay to see. But you get that free, baby. But you get the worst out of me. The things that I lost along the way took a whole lot out of me. I had become so blind that I saw.
Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, it's the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I was asking JP3 to join me up here where we do music all in a room together. I don't think y'all could do any of that on no beatbox or none of that, bro. I don't think so.
Listen, first of all, they were both singing their behinds all the way off. All I could think about was being in a house party slow jam. And I said, but beyond just slow dancing, like, that type of music has healing power, because when you in the party, or whatever you into, and that song comes on, at least how it used to be. When that song comes on, by the time you finish slow dragging with your loved one, man, y'all either getting married or y'all back together or something. Like, that's some healing music, man. Like, good. That's all I can think about with slow dragging. I don't know. That's a slow drag song.
Well, guess what? That's what I'm talking about right now. Because, see, we're against each other. I saw in Hollywood. Hey, JP, excuse me, I ain't going into that. What you posting up on Instagram, man? Is that KH with a dress on? Is that dude got on a dress, man? Is he gone with that? He done it? He done did it?
Which one?
KH. I'm going to say KH. I ain't suing you.
Go ahead.
I ain't suing me.
That ain't his first. He came out on Saturday Night Live with a whole pink dress. But I saw that going around. I was like, I wasn't shocked, but I was just like, for instance, the other day, I just blocked like 8 people yesterday for real, because it was like they were starting to attack me because I said my homie put up a picture of MJ from the Los Angeles Lakers and his son that likes to dress like, you know, like he dressed like a woman or whatever,
different.
You know what I'm saying? So the boy, whatever. Yeah, so the girl put up the picture. So I was like, women shouldn't wear men's clothes, men shouldn't wear women's clothes. Because it's ridiculous. Like, this cat looks like he belongs in the group Kiss. It's like we playing Halloween every day. That's what, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, it seemed like if you put up any wisdom, because I ain't even call it a Bible verse, I'm calling it wisdom. If you put up any wisdom to prolong your life and your loved ones, it's like some of these women especially, oh yeah, you judge it. What you mean I'm judging? You know what I'm saying? Well, if your daddy walk in the house with a dress on, what you gonna say? You know what I'm saying? Like, it levels to this. So Kevin, I mean, KA's looking like that, whoever doing that, like, okay, you doing that, but stop trying to make everybody else act like we don't know what the hell is going on. Like, cut it out, man. And if people try to make you feel guilty.
Guilty for what?
Guilty for not going along with the shit.
Oh, no, hold on, man. I'm guilty then. All right, cool. All right, you know what? Yo,
no,
guess
what?
I'm going to stop
like,
it.
Like guilty,
I got
man. Hold on. You're not with that.
Hey, JP.
Well, fine,
JP.
Then. Get off my page. Bye.
JP.
Yeah.
Here you go. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready, man. You about to hyperventilate over there, man. Hold on, man. Calm down, man. We're going to get him, JP.
He reminded me of that, man. I was like, yo.
Yeah, guess what, man? Guess what? My girl, Roberta Flack, told us about this in 1981. Check her out, man. Check her out. I can't hear her, man. Check her out.
Stop all that fucking. Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my plan. Oh, I won't worry. I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, I'm worried about my cash, cause I need to get my stash. And I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry.
Priest Alica. JP was getting hyperventilating or something over there. I had to tell him, don't worry, bro, don't worry. We got it. We got it under control, JP. You hear the song? Did you hear the song, bro? Yeah. Listen to the music, man. But,
man, I ain't worried about it, but see, you can't say nothing on social media. They'll block you or they'll shut your page down. If you be like, yo, what is this shit, man? Oh, you shouldn't.
Well,
you're promoting hate speech. Don't say that.
Well, guess what?
We're over.
How about this? How about this? Don't get involved in that. How about you get out of it? An ancient person told me to back up out of stuff. When you get involved in stuff like that, you, the person, just back out and see if you have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
A better life. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what?
Yeah.
I listened to that song again by Stanley Clark and Bass Rig System, right? I listened to it again.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't. Most people don't listen to the first part of what they say. But they had put in the song a part of a terrorist bill that they had gave to black people, BIE or some shit, black extremist terrorists or something. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So Stanley and the guys in their profession, they went and did some music and put it out on that level. Here, listen to the first part of the song, JP, and tell me if you hear. Check it out. Thanks, man.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. As said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including... I'm sorry, this section is classified. Should event occur in urban areas...
Yeah, baby. We'll be right back.
your vote.
See what I'm saying, JP? Do you see what I'm saying? They voting on bills that we never even heard of, JP, ever. we never heard these bills, so if it wasn't for Stanley and these brothers, like, if you listen to that music, they'd be like, yo, they got a bill out for you brothers in the urban areas, man. All you brothers in the urban areas are now going to be black extremists, identity extremists. B-I-E, extremists, your identity. So when you say anything black, anything correct, then you're going to get canceled. That's how they do it. Now, if you get too rambunctious about that shit, well, you know what happened to the word activist, right? They deactivate you. That's how they do that. So they figure everybody got the message by now, JP. You know what I'm saying? But hey, nevertheless, what I figured out is I wasn't really using social media to get any further in this business. I'm going to get 1 million listeners without social medias. You want to ride with me up, okay. JP? You want to ride with me up?
For sure.
Okay, because sure. I got what they don't got, okay? I got what they don't got. I got that uncut, you know what I'm saying? And anywhere that's uncut, that's where the people go come to, bro. Know that. The social media was a game to get the millennials in charge of stuff, and now they're in charge, they can't go no further because none of them like to ask no questions. They just do. They just do. So you, when you finish doo-doo, man, you got doo-doo all over the place. You walk around picking up doo-doo behind dog because you don't even like people. You know what I'm saying? But they always on the phone. I'm like, damn, so you're on the phone, but you're picking up doo-doo behind a dog. That's got to be the stress in this shit.
Straight
anyway,
up.
Man, I'm going to go ahead on the road. Well, I ain't picking at nobody, JP. I'm chilling, man. I heard this music by C-Wind, right? This is Roadways.
Uh-huh.
Kind of long, but I'm gonna check it out. Check it out, JP.
Thank you.
You see what you can do with a band? That's a band.
Sea Wind is outstanding.
Yeah, you heard the Sea Wind horns, right? That's the Sea Wind horns,
like,
the group.
I like everything they do.
Man, they group, right? They were so phenomenal, right, that they included their horns in so much other music, man, as a group. Sea Wind horns, you go look them up and find out them cats was in everybody's music. Everybody.
Wow.
Because in the world, like I said, we come from a segregated world. So, you know, black, brown, everybody stay over there, and everybody that's not intermingled stay over, you know. So when you say they counseling you on most of your social media, I'm going, welcome to the council world. You know what I'm saying? Now, they ain't counsel me in real life. Huh?
No, I mean,
that's all they do. On social media, you counsel me on social media. My light's still on, though. Did you catch that?
No, that's cool. And then I see.
You said but. No, I'm not saying
stuff.
But.
Nah,
no,
I
I'm saying
it's cool.
You know, you don't have to make a comment about other people's stuff. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You really know?
It's
a waste of time. No, it's called don't waste your time. Because, like I said to my younger today, right, if you're getting paid to be a critic, go right ahead, man, be a critic. Critics are the most hated people on the planet, by the way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if a critic ever runs out of money, you'll find out being a critic has never been the best thing on the planet to be. See, certain jobs get you screwed, man, because you're trying to do your job, so you don't understand. You criticizing people's stuff, and they be like, I'm counseling you. And you get on another platform and start bugging them, and they getting their money. I'm like, look, I don't care what you do. As long as you do it over there across the street. Do it over there across the street. That's why I came off of social media.
Yeah, but see, it ain't across the street, because it's like this new stuff. Sorry about the noise. This new stuff is everywhere. The children can't even be watching TV without seeing stuff like this. That's what I'm talking about. That's why it's annoying.
I understand that.
Anybody does. But when you,
I know,
when you throwing it in my children's face, that's that shit I don't like.
Well, guess what? They said that we need to build black oriented, family oriented stations. We put billions and billion dollars into this stuff. And somebody canceled our whole culture, okay? People can't act like we never built this stuff, okay? People got to remember that Tulsa, Oklahoma was just the overt way of them showing us they would destroy your thing. Then the covert, everything where we built, people sabotaged it from the inside out, from the inside out. Always a filthy traitor, infiltrator comes in and troubles your whole society. So now what we did was to include everyone in it, this society. So if you decide to sabotage anything, it's your own stuff you're sabotaging only. Does anybody have any keys to anybody else's stuff? Okay? At all. At all. Especially in my neighborhood, man. You know, it's a gentrified neighborhood, right? Now, you know that every white couple got two or three black kids that they make sure they bring them to the playground. Hmm?
Yeah, like I mean, like nowadays you can go to the playground. Nowadays you can go to the playground and see all that stuff. You can't say nothing. <laughs> Well, no, you can say something. Like if you say hi to the parents, they ignore you. So then you say, so how you raising black children and you ignoring people like me? What's the matter with you? But they're not ready for that conversation. So you have to wait for Monday night when you're on the radio where you can say that. Not social media.
I wait till I get on the radio and say what I'm going to say. You dig me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for real, I ain't saying nothing. I'm sharing other people's posts. That's all I'm doing. I really ain't sharing their posts.
Look what I saw. If they paying my rent, I'll share.
I ain't taking pictures. No.
So I'm saying to you, look at all of what you're saying. And the young people got all that going on. And I'm saying to them, like, if you want to get out of all of that, you're done. You built your whole portfolio for being on the air with a fake persona, fake this, fake everything. So when people see you in real life, they can't deal with you at all because you can't speak beyond three sentences, okay? Because you're used to texting that stuff. So when people meet you in real life, you're not prepared for the bringing up of the people. That's why people want to bring everybody down. But, hey, look what happened, JP. I met a Lord yesterday, a Lord. You know what a Lord is?
Wow. Where is he from?
Yeah. Man, he's from America, right? So now they have a cipher with different groups and stuff, percentage people and everything. So I know a few percentage people. So I go to the playground. That's where you see people, and you speak to all the brothers, and their own thing. So I'm talking to them like I know three of them, and I know their history and whatnot. And so I'm talking. We're having a good cipher, I guess you call it. So the Lord shows up. The Lord. So the dude said, he held up all his brothers, you know, shake their hand. He dapped everybody. And then he turned his back to me. So I bust out laughing, right? So he turned back around. He said, oh, what's your name, brother? I said, oh, my name, Ilica. He said, my name is Lord so-and-so. I said, Lord so-and-so? He said, yeah. I said, so that's your title. That's your title, Lord, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, my name is Priest Ilica. Right? My name is Priest Ilica. You want to include the title? And I got a few more titles to go on top of that. But I'll just use that one because you're a Lord. And the last time I checked, all lords have to check the priest before they make a move. So that caught him off guard. He wasn't ready for that type of talk. So I said, well, look, man, I ain't here to interrupt nothing. I'm just here to, you know, chop the weeds off the tree and boom. So he was explaining to me how the tree is so fast and limbs break off and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sure, man, but I'm not busy with that. That takes care of itself. That's natural progression. Now, I'm busy with cutting the weeds off of our tree. Because our tree is our life giver. It gives us, you ever watch that movie, Avatar? The blue one with the blue the blue Avatar?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. So they were protecting their tree. They were protecting their tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and everybody was trying to destroy their tree. So we're saying, yes, they're trying to destroy our family tree. Because if you amalgamate and you do all that, your family tree is done. You finished. Okay. Now, you might want to start that, whatever. That's your business. But now, when I met this Lord yesterday, I was so amazed by this Lord that I was like, if you the Lord, where are your subjects at? Because I hear people calling each other king and all this stuff. I'd be like, yo, if you're a king, why you got a, if you're a king, king, why you got a job with a boss named Jerome? Well, what's up with that? So I'm supposed to call you king when you're outside your job. Huh? What?
Who's driving you around, King?
No, I ain't supposed to. I don't know about that. I'm saying if you got a boss named Jerome, you can't be a king. Your sovereignty is over. You're done being sovereign because you work for people. See, now being a king, you work for the people. That's what it really is when you're a king. You work for them.
Right.
You don't work for them. Not for them. What kind of crap is that? Because they telling you where to be every hour of your life. So you get around to being the Lord. You get to be the Lord whenever you got a day off. You better move away from me with your lordship. You know what I'm saying? And I turned around and walked on off, man, because I was telling the brother before the Lord showed up, I would say, look, man, this is how I see it. Y'all got math, I got math. My math starts from zero, okay? So being fruitful and multiplied, from you start from zero, you can always start from zero, okay? He said, well, I'll cipher stars from one. And I said, well, that's why y'all end up in jail and all that type of shit, too, because y'all don't start from zero.
Yeah.
I just went blunt, you know, because I'm smoking a blunt. I'm going blunt. Okay. So I'm like, look, y'all cipher make it so y'all be dying every day for a little or nothing, and I can't afford it. But I said, what I'm going to do is we're going to have this conversation 2,000 years from now. So one of the brothers said, what? 2,000 years from now, I say, look, man, are you your father's son? He said, yes, hesitantly. I say, so he's his father's son? I said, yeah. I say, so we've been here since the beginning of time, right? All of us, everyone, every man, woman, child, we've been here since the beginning of time, right? Correct? Is that right?
Right.
We all been here from day one, everybody.
Right.
Everyone that's here now has been here from day one. Now, what you do once you get here, that might stop your whole progression. That's what I'm saying to them brothers.
Right.
Because now y'all at the part where y'all have no sons. None.
Right.
None. So me and you won't be having this conversation 2,000 years from now.
Right.
So the brother was taken back. I was saying, it ain't never too young because this little daughter I got right here, I had her when I was 56. So you guys in your 40s, y'all slipping, man. Y'all tripping. Y'all need to get with the program. add a zero to your number. So then the Lord showed up. I started laughing because dude looked like he had one child. I was like, dude, are you serious? You're going to defend your position with one child? With one child?
Right.
One. Okay. And all the people around you that you lord over, they don't have no children either. What? Ain't even no contest. Look, I'll come back and fight you. I'll come back and fight you in 50 years, man. Go ahead. I ain't gonna bother you right now.
I'll come back in 50 years. It's true,
though. Yeah, you done. Why gotta lift up a weapon for you? For what? See, that's what people don't understand.
Like,
diminished capacity.
Yeah.
Say it. I'm just.
No, I'm saying it's like that scene in The Godfather where The mother begs the guy not to kill young Vito, and he's like, nah, he's gonna grow up and come back and get me. and she's like, no, please. And exactly what the man said. He grew up, waited until he was like 40, came back and got him.
Yeah, for real. What do you mean? It ain't no. Listen, here you go. Here you go. I'm gonna help you.
Got my brother and my dad. Okay.
I'm gonna help you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it to you, sweet man. Roberta Flack will say it to you, sweet. Love and let love. Man. Check it out. Don't worry. This is Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Peace Alica. JP3 was telling us how anxious he is to take over social media. So everybody needs some love, JP. Everybody needs some love, man. Love and let love. Maybe you're right.
They can have social media.
That's what I just said, bro. I said that. Okay? Because prior to social media, we had to get out here and flat foot it and make your show be your show. You had to go out and make your thing your thing. Right?
All day.
All day, every day. So it's like no days off. So people say they're on vacation and stuff like that. I'm like, all right. I ain't been on vacation in 20 odd years.
I feel like I don't know. It's like you can learn a whole lot of stuff on the net just from being even on TikTok. You can learn a whole lot of stuff on TikTok that you would never hear in no school, no temple, whatever you call church, sanctuary, mosque, whatever. You ain't gonna hear that stuff nowhere in there. So that's the part. It's like this all this stuff being exposed. But you check out other countries, it's like they got their social medias locked down, like China or Iraq or, you know what I mean, Iran, one of the places, probably Russia, they got their stuff on lock. You can't say a word. You can't say a word that they don't want you to say. So I guess that's the beauty of it, that is left. Even though they got that terrorist bills and all that stuff, at least you can say something. You know what I mean? They might wait a few minutes before they shut you down or before they kick your door off. You know what I mean? If you're doing too much, they're going to kick your door off. You know what I'm saying?
But look at what you said. You said it in half because you know you're going to stop before they kick off your door. See, you already know that. See? You're going to cease and desist before they kick out your door. What? You know what I'm saying? That's why you keep switching pages.
Of course.
Okay. You know how it go already. You say too much, they ban you. Go get something else. Say a little less. Like young people told me today, say less. I'm saying, okay.
Say less, right.
And it works,
too. For real.
It really works.
Now you know what had me a little shook, you know what I'm saying? I had a little situation a few years back, but they were like, you know what I mean? The lawyer sent me a letter. They were like, social media, don't close your page down. The DA is going to be checking that everything. I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? The lawyer was like, it wasn't over nothing from the social media, but he was just like, they was like, yo, don't post nothing. So I'm in my head like, damn, I do be posting some crazy shit, but it ain't got nothing to do with what's happening right now. But it's just the fact that, like, they're telling you, like, nigga, nah, these niggas on social media every day looking for everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? They're like, you might want to make your page private. They're like, make your page private and just, you might not want to friend nobody for a while.
Sound like the thing what my lawyer told me last week. See, so I'm going to stick with his advice. Sound like his advice is something that goes around in a circle. Yeah, that's why you don't see me posting and doing nothing. I'm like, I'm quiet.
I said he's quiet.
Yeah, because you want the money, you can have the money. I told people that you can have all the freaking money. I don't care nothing about that. But you can't duplicate the children that I built. I built these children on purpose, so you can't duplicate that. So don't no guy or no girl get no access to them at all. Nobody. I don't know for who he is. For real. Okay?
Right.
That's how we doing that. Okay? Now, you can talk to security. Mm-hmm. Security already got instruction not to let nobody come nowhere near. No, that's how we doing it. That's the way people wanted to do it. They say money was no option. Okay? I'm going to make you spend all of yours messing with me.
Right.
Every dollar you got. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
People's holding up my bread for 3 years, man, over this crap. So me and my children had to live off $50 from my brother over here, $50 from my brother over here, piece of money from my brother. Yeah, real talk. I ain't ashamed of none of it. You know what I'm saying? And I had to live through that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Borrow $15 for pull-ups. And my brother looked at me like, dude, You the cat with all the, yes, I am, but I ain't. I ain't the guy no more. Young people got to take over. Young people was busy with sticking it all in their pocket alone. They wasn't busy with nobody else's pocket. So now young people got $30 million, so now they can't do nothing with it but buy a house with Bitcoin. They can buy a car with Bitcoin. Yeah, they made it so they could get what they was after. But now when you get the Bitcoin business, you got to pay everybody along the route to transfer your money into other money. So it always reverts back to the dollar, wherever the dollar is at the value at that point. So you ain't did no slick shit. They just made you be the dummy with all the money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So you wanted the bag, and now they gave you the bag. Now, since you holding
the
bag, they gave you the bag. It got something in it to make you hold it. So while you going, yeah, the bag is making you go down forever. Okay. Like your boy Will Smith. I got to say his name, man. Okay. We all knew what he was doing when he stopped that dude. He knew what he was doing. He was tired of acting like a gay guy. He was tired of that shit.
He
wanted to get him and his son, everybody out of the business. And the only way he could do that was sabotage his own business. And nobody expected him to sabotage his own business. He did that shit. He knew what they were going to do, sabotage his business. Oh, JP.
You think he sabotaged his own
I ain't heard nobody say nothing like that.
That's very interesting.
JP. Look what you said. See, I did that already. Remember who I am, JP. I was already that guy. I walked away from all of that ish, every bit of it. So I ain't talking to you from trying to get in it. I walked away from I ain't going back in it and found a suitable living without bothering it. None of it. That's why I know who I know. Every time you tell me, you say, well, you know that guy? Yeah, I know that one too. And it's a business. And we all had to find out that we didn't want to go to the casting couch. Nobody.
Right.
Because obviously with KH went directly to the casting couch. He said, fuck, they're going to give me $40 million for that. So now he got to explain to his son. Why he dressed like that.
Right.
And his son be like, man, we got money. We got money so good. So now when his son grew up and do that shit for real, because that's what MJ son did. He saw everybody acting like that. So he said, yo, I'm doing it too. So he did it. So that blanked out their bloodline. It blanked out their bloodline.
Yeah.
So now all the money, all the wealth goes to perfect strangers. Everybody.
Oh, man.
No bloodline going to get a drop of that. Because there is no bloodline. You see it? Self-destruction. All by itself. Now, I don't know. I burned some runs last night. That might have something to do with it.
You know what? That was the point I was making. That was the point I was making to some of the people about that picture. I was like, at the end of the day, I didn't say self-destruction. I was saying it's a form of eugenics, which is basically self-destruction. But you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you crazy. No, you don't see what it's like.
I'm crazy.
I was like, oh, I know you're crazy now, talking like that. What are you talking about? I'm trying to tell you what they're doing.
You ever heard of outsane? The word outsane. You heard of insane, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you're insane, people say they can't talk to you and you can't communicate with them, so you insane, right?
Right.
So they lock you away in a mental hospital because you insane.
Right.
You can only communicate with the walls and paper and whatever. I'm outsane. I'll talk to you in your eyes face and tell you what this is. Yeah, I'm outsane. I'll tell you what it is and don't even care about nothing what you think. But, see, what I've learned is I don't talk against anyone. Anyone.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what you're doing. I don't talk against you because you ain't doing it with me. With me.
Right.
So you're not doing it with me or to my family.
Right.
Okay? It's a lot of people in this industry that has helped me get through certain things in the business. Right? I don't busy with their lifestyle. And they definitely ain't busy with mine. So I tell them the joke. Look, I say, you only have to deal with me in this lifetime. They say, why? I say, because you ain't making no children. So good. My children will keep on going past you.
Yo.
What? What? Is that
man, that's real. That's so real.
Okay.
I had an incident one time. Not incident, but I was around all these children. I had I had Jada with me or whatever. I was, around all these. I guess they called themselves Hebrew Israelites. One of the children came up to me and was like, "Oh, where are your children?" I said, "Oh, that's my daughter right there." He said, "Oh, all you got is one?" So innocently, and I was like, "Yo," he might as well just punch me in the stomach. He was like, all you got is one? My daddy got 14. I was like, yo. I was like, yo, man. Even the children know it deep down. Like, well, if you ain't got no children, then.
That's what it is. Who are you ruling? Who are you the Lord of? Okay. You can't be the Lord over somebody else's children. Your head looks nice on the stick. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm getting off of that, man. I'm not prolonging any of that. I'm just saying people have to mind their business out here, because in this business, you have to be whatever you choose to be within the confines of whoever you're working with, okay?
Right.
So to be right here talking to you, JP, you know I had to walk away from a couple $1 million houses and all that. I had to walk away from that shit. Okay, I walked away. I didn't give a shit about that at all, bro. Because, well, like I told my children, I will always get it again. But leaving my children somewhere temporarily, man, we all leaving out this camp. They can have all of it, the house, everything in it, and watch me go back and get another one. And we did that, and we're doing that. Okay, because if you're in the real world and you're working with people and you say you family and all this, and you're making bread. On your way up to making bread, you have to make deposits along the way to different people in your family, because you might run across a situation like I did. I ran across a situation where I ran out of my cash flow. So my monthly maintenance bill was 15 grand a month with all my children and all that. Right. Monthly maintenance, 15 G's count without blinking. So now I had to come up with math to ask people, yo, can I get this, can I get that? People say, what you need all this money for? I said, to catch up on my bills this month. He go, everybody tell me, you need to downsize. You need to downsize. I'm going to have to downsize because none of y'all are cooperating, so going up would be something I would not do with any of you. I wouldn't go up with you. You can stay right where you at and grab everything you can grab right where you at. But I'm still going to go up because I'm going to let go of this little $1 million worth to go up.
Right.
So to this day, I got 60 years old. I got my children. We on our way up. I ain't playing with no guy or girl about going up. Okay. Up is trajectory. A lot of people be playing with your life, and it's not fun no more, bro. It's not fun no more. I'm bored with it. So that being said, welcome to not being on social media as much. I'm going back on social media, but I'm waiting for somebody to go ahead and clone my page because I think they wanted to clone it. You know, they got new Instagram pages, the Listening Room DC. Did you know that?
Are you sure?
On the Instagram and stuff. Yeah, man, people gone with that. They said, you ain't copyrighted, you ain't that. I don't care nothing about that, man. You can have all that. That's why I built it. I'm doing Jane Brown thing. I'm building the best thing you can steal, baby. I'm building the best thing you can steal. You can steal it. Have fun with it. You guys, I'm having fun with it. And you can't top the music because I got no more music than you do. I'm a musician and all that shit. So, hey, let's have at it, man. Let's go ahead and let's have some fun entertaining the people, because that's what this is about, entertaining the people. And I'm here to entertain them. I ain't here to make no serious declaration of the sky is blue. Yeah, it is, with a little gray in it, and it's kind of mixed up over that side. And that's how I talk to people. I might let you know a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I ain't getting too much into that. But that's what it is, JP. I figured I'd give you 30 minutes of my not ranting and just having a meaningful conversation with you. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, and that Will Smith comment definitely is another way to look at it. And I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm just saying everybody
you can't
said
say
no
wrong.
One was like
you can't. You can't. You know why you can't say I'm wrong? Let me tell you why. Let me break it down.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna break it down for you. I wanna help you. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause see, that's why I be late to engage the people I deal with every day. They engage me. They wanna say you wrong, but I say, come on, engage me. Here you go. Right. Dude had to go into the movie business by portraying to be a gay guy. The first movie, 6 Degrees
of
Separation. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Good.
Yep.
He did that. So then. They put him with the woman they wanted him to be with. She already said she would never want to be with the dude. But they was a good pair
right.
in Hollywood. So Hollywood is like, y'all going to work that shit out. We don't care what y'all do in y'all personal life, but in the real business life, y'all better look like y'all married. So we're going to give y'all $40
right.
million, $60 million, boom. Okay? Now, what nobody knows about those two right there is before they had to make those type of decisions, they were around certain people, okay? And certain people told them that if you mess with these people, they're going to take you way out there, way out there, way, way, way out there. And they agreed to do that. So those people gave them their first $25 million, okay? Go check it if you got deep enough pockets.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay. So the brother that got Virgin Airlines, Richard, Richard put $25 million in their pocket to get them started on their first movie.
Oh, that's big money. That's big money, that guy.
Okay. And he told them stay away from the other clowns. Okay. Straight up. But, hey, and, you know, it is what it is. So now my man is way up in this business. Right? I think his net worth is probably about $300 million sideways. Right? His estranged wife is around the same area. Each one of his children were about $75 million apiece. Correct?
Right.
Okay, good. So now, to get his children back to sanity, he had to come out of the open. Come all the way out the open for 10 years. They call that retreat. You go in the woods, you grow your locks, you go calm down. You on time out. They call it time out.
Disappear, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Dave Chappelle, he did the same thing, but now his idea was to get his children out, okay? Get his children out of the business. They don't want his children in that business either because his son and them ain't going to make it 20 more years. You understand?
Nah, they dropping cash off early now.
Right, so that's why I said what I said. I'm standing by it. Will, you know what I'm saying, love you like that. And, you know, we Smith, so I can't deny that part there. You know what I'm saying?
And that makes, because he said, he was like, excuse me, he was like, Denzel was like, you know, something about when you get to the top, here comes the devil. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but, and when that happened, when I was just looking at what I said, I remember thinking like, yo, maybe he was like, yo, man, I'm done with all this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, there's gonna be some type of backlash. Like, you're highly intelligent. You don't just snap like that. Like, obviously something.
That's
it was something
snap.
Else.
That's
I don't know.
That's not snap. That's not a snap. Because he didn't go for the second or third punch.
It was a plan.
It was orchestrated,
yeah,
right?
Orchestrated.
And he paid Chris $45 million. He paid Chris. He guaranteed Chris $45 million for that. Okay.
Wow.
And look at Chris ratings and look at his shows selling out all over the place.
Oh,
great guarantee.
He blew up even more.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he
okay,
he
so he guaranteed $45 million out of the deal. Okay, so
sarah.
Everybody good.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
mm-hmm.
In the acting business, they say now my man Will get to exit the stage right. You heard that before,
right?
Exit stage right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when you're done.
Yeah.
That's when you're done. Exit the stage right. Keep moving. Okay. So
wow.
if you're in the business has all those intricacies in it that most cats ain't interested in none of that. They just want to do what they do and get the money and do what they do. And they find out it's a little bit more to doing what you do.
Right.
You know, Well, look what happened, Pippi. It's raining, it's pouring, it's doing something like that out here. Right. I know that Thursday we got the brother-sister experience coming up with Mr. Raw and Purple Tread. So they'll be around to entertain us just a little bit more. I'll be back with you on the Listening Room DC, somewhere in there. And the original 30 Basement host, DJ Sincere, will probably have something to tell you all during the week. Because he ain't frightened for no damn social media. I know that for sure. He ain't frightened for that shit. He will use every bit of it. Now, if I can get him on the air to defend that, that'll be all right. And if he don't, that's all right, too. But I know he brave like that. He going to make it so that it's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? It's really going to be all right. So what you got to say, PJP? You got that music? I still ain't get the music back, man.
You talking about the remix joint, Mr. Rome?
Yeah, it's in the board, but I don't have it.
You know what? I'm gonna re-release that. Actually, I've been working on the mix with I've been working on the mix. I just didn't finish it yet, but it's like I'm working on that and other stuff at the same time. But I'm coming with it. But I didn't want to leave it up there and still be, you know what I mean? I'm trying to tweak it up a little bit.
Man, forget all that, man. Put that Jane out there. Stop playing. We got DJ Sincere coming in the house to defend his use of social media at the moment. Peace, fam.
Yes, sir. Peace. All right, peace, y'all. Real quick, because I know you're running up, you know, toward the end of the show, you know, in the words of the great Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. All right? I'ma say what I'ma say. Now, y'all know me. I'm a polite fella, you know what I'm saying, in terms of my delivery, but my content is kind of straightforward, you know what I'm saying? I'ma say what I'ma say. It's grown man talk. Some people might get their feelings hurt or they ruffled or they feathers ruffled. Because a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they come from a different place than I come from. You know what I'm saying? See the era that I come from and the cats that I grew up around, the motto was, fuck your feelings. All right? That was the motto. There's more important things, all right, than just your feelings, and that's what we got to deal with. So, put your feelings in your pocket. Put that away. All right. There's more important things we got to deal with. And I think that's, you know, just real quick, that's something else the black community got to deal with. I think we get too bogged down, you know, with our feelings. There's a lot of conversations we need to have, man. There's a lot of conversations that's going out right now that, you know, that we really need to have. So big shout out to all the platforms that are out there that's having these conversations. Even though sometimes, you know, you could say that they border on what some people may call, quote, divisiveness, but these are conversations that need to be had.
Well, I brought my shovel and my dustpan and my broom, so I don't care. I'm just sweeping it up when it's over. That's what I'm going to do. Fair and square. I'm whoever left over, I'm going to sweep the guilty party out or whatever. I'm going to sweep out the trash. I'm going to be safe because nobody wants to sweep out the trash. You know what I'm saying?
Well, gotta go.
All right. But I thank everybody for joining us here on the Listening Room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alec. JP3 is in the house eating or doing something in the background. What is that I smell, JP? Dang, that thing's strong. Good gracious.
Oh, man, that's some pizza.
Pizza. Oh, Lord. I know where we're heading out right now. All right, well, we're going to leave you with that thought, man. You don't see me. Peace to the whole world and to our family at large. Out.
Peace.
When I was walking, pat my feet on the pavement, really, truly trying to find me a gig. Well, did you stand up and speak out in my favor? Come on. the devil in bed, scratching till my bones are back. Pills and needles are all I've left to save her. No, you don't see.
Groceries and running too, and you're running and hiding and ducking and hiding. I call call you on the phone, can't find you nowhere. That's all right, though. You don't slip. I'll beat your mama. I'll beat your daddy. I'll go to jail. It don't mean on my first neighbors what happened to me. Got to be there in my own time, in my own way, because I found out that you don't do right, baby, you can see me now. Mm-hmm.